to the Joe and Alex Show Wedding. Wouldn't it be funny if we forced Liv the Web Girl and Porkchop to marry each other?
You are really
obsessed with the idea of them dating.
And it's so irritating.
And it's not even like a sexual thing. It's just, I feel like there's this, they fight like me and Lindsay.
No,
I don't know.
We fight like siblings. I would pull my hair out if I fought with my significant other the way that me and Porkchop fight.
I'd pull my hair out if I dated you.
Yeah, I don't think that's normal.
I just wouldn't.
All right, shouldn't even have brought this up because every time we get distracted. The real question I wanted to throw out there at 833 Joe Alex is, would you be upset like this bride is at some guests that came to our wedding? I guess this happened in Pennsylvania, and people brought Tupperware, which sounds something like my family do. They brought Tupperware to the wedding. It was in their vehicle, and as the food was winding down, there were some leftovers.
Oh my
They went and they loaded up, I guess, about 10 Tupperware containers. Now, I assume these are like regular, like one meal servings, kind of. So not huge ones, but either way, they loaded up 10 of them with food that was extra. They didn't steal it from somebody's like table when they weren't looking. It was just leftover food. And the bride is pissed. She's upset about it. And she says, look, this woman and her family that took the food, they're not in a bad financial situation. I could see if they're really struggling, maybe it'd be okay to come to my wedding and take 10 plates of food home. But, I mean, really, 833 Joe Alex, is this another example of just a bridezilla? Like, why do you care? The food's already been bought. What's the big deal if Susie and her family takes home some leftovers? It's a little trashy.
It's
so
trashy. It's very tacky. I would be very upset.
Why would you be upset?
Because that's just it's if you're trying to have a classy wedding, a bunch of people going up and taking food like buffet style and putting it into your Tupperware to take home, have your potato salad sitting in your hot car, everything about it is absolutely gross.
Who has potato salad at a wedding?
Who
knows?
I don't know, but I wish I was at a wedding that had potato salad because that sounds amazing.
Okay, so this was at the end of the night or just at the end of dinner?
At the end of dinner. Like, obviously, I think this is one of those things where you go up there and you help yourself. It's not like
it's not a 7-Eleven. It's a freaking wedding, bro.
Okay, but what's the big deal, Alex? Because that food's been bought and paid for. It's not like, oh, we're
so if
buy
anyone's
more.
Taking it home, it's supposed to be the bride and groom.
They're going on their honeymoon. What are they going to do with the food? Let it rot?
It's the bride and the groom.
It's
DJ'd like
Dude,
over 100 weddings.
I've never heard of anyone taking home food from a wedding.
I would tell people, take food with you. I would be like, it's all yours.
I've never even heard of the bride and the groom taking food home from the wedding. That's so bizarre to me.
Like, nobody usually does. Well, usually there isn't any left because you should be RSVPing. And so they know exactly how much food to make for the amount of people that are coming. So usually there isn't even any food left over. So that's probably why we don't see it. But if I were to see that, I would just think that was so unbelievably tacky.
I'm trying to think if I have been to a buffet wedding. Normally, I mean, I've only been to like plated meal weddings.
Yeah. So there's nothing to take.
There's not really anything to take. I mean, I think it's weird. Would I be upset? Not really. I would honestly probably laugh and be like, that's a weird move, but okay.
I'm calling this lady. I don't know her name, but I'm calling her Tupperware Tammy. She's getting all upset about stuff. Hey, Allie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about this? Is it okay to take the Tupperware with you and take some of the food home?
Absolutely not. When we got married, we had family from out of town, so we got to take all of our food home, and it was just nice, like, that Sunday, opening up gifts, everybody else got to getting to eating those leftovers that we paid for. It's so tacky. It's so rude.
Wow. Okay.
I agree.
Sound a little upset about that, but it's okay. You can be upset. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Appreciate it. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Allie. She's on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Allie, what do you think about this?
I think it depends on the type of wedding. If it's a super formal affair, then it is absolutely tacky. However, my husband and I got married as like a backyard barbecue, really close friends and family. And it was just kind of like common knowledge. Like everyone's going to take a little bit home so they don't have to cook later or the next day.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I'd like that. Like, hey, man, you have like a little backyard barbecue wedding. Everybody should make them a little plate, you know, take home.
If you're having a potluck wedding or something where everybody brings things, hot dog buns, whatever, then yeah, I feel like that's really casual, and then maybe you can take a little bit if everyone contributed. But that just doesn't make sense to me to be bringing home someone else's food they paid for.
So I know I'm getting presumptuous, but I assume it's a good possibility. Alex, when I go to your wedding, am I allowed to bring Tupperware?
No.
God, what a jerk.
My dad, he brings to-go boxes to buffets. Like if you go to a regular buffet, he'll put it in the box. And
all right, now that's against the rules.
Pocket.
That's, wow. Even I think it's a little trashy. That's bad, poor child.